A professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine says a range of factors need to be considered when formulating strategies for addressing porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, a viral disease that affects all ages of pigs, can be transmitted from pig to pig through feeders, waterers, or other equipment, through transportation, and through the air. Dr. John Harding, a professor in the Department of Large Animal Clinical Sciences with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, says PERS costs the swine industry a lot of money, but in certain cases, the cost of eliminating the infection can't be justified.
It can be a very challenging disease that causes a lot of treatments, extra antibiotic use, mortality, reduction in efficiency and productivity. So take the disease very, very seriously. It is one of those that we're going to live with because it's not going away. If you have or work in a PERS negative farm, congratulations. Take measures to keep it that way. If you're in a positive farm, but it's stable, you know, you may choose to live with it. And certainly the strains we're dealing with in Western Canada quite often are not that severe. So it will be costing, but it won't be excessive at this point in time. You may also want to eliminate it. And if you do eliminate it, it may return unless you have good biosecurity. And that's part of the problem we see in the U.S., that they eliminate a strain and every 2 years they get reinfected with a new strain. And that's just because of their biosecurity and their hog density. So take this into consideration before you make any plans to eliminate it. You know, what is the risk of you breaking again? And if you can't eliminate it, or you would likely re-break if you tried, you know, the control options, to be honest, are very limited. You can use vaccination and it works to some degree, but no vaccines are 100% effective. So you need to have a good discussion with your veterinarian about your best options.
Dr. Harding says when you see PERS move across regions in waves, a lot of that's driven by location and hog density. He says if you're in a very densely populated area with lots of other hog farms, it's difficult to stay negative. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.